Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, June 20th, 2009, Solstice Day. This is the day of the solstice. And today we're going to be featuring the, you might say, solstice coordinates. There's a lot of people celebrating these coordinates in the sense that the northern hemisphere is having more sunshine. We're at the peak of it, the longest days, as the axis of the Earth tilts towards the sun this time of year. The southern hemisphere, they're just grateful that the days now are getting longer. This is the turning point as the axis of the Earth shifts in our yearly cycle. And I thought I'd focus on these solstice coordinates, kind of an overview of what I've discussed the last several weeks. We discussed the dimensional shift and the coordinates of those dimensional shifts, what's going on with cosmic cycles right now, the energies that are changing with this dimensional shift on the 2011-2012 timeline, sometimes referred to as the quickening or the awakening or the acceleration of time as we know it. So, I'll be going into this today. This is a call and talk show. You can, if you hear something that you'd like to go into in more depth, the subject, I'll be referencing a lot of them regarding these coordinates. So we're going to be going into this understanding of global healing coordinates, global wholeness coordinates. There's a website link there that you can go to from the BBS Radio homepage on Cosmic Love. And I've also got some references to the last show. If you missed it, there's a link, an article, Best Ideas for Global Change. But this show, we're going to be pretty much focusing on these global healing coordinates that are a function of natural cosmic laws, cosmic energies, cosmic love coordinates. This is what we'll be discussing. So I'm going to go into this. There's a lot of themes that different ones listening will be interested in, some more than others. Basically, the concept of global energies changing with the galactic shift is a subject that's out there a lot these days. And there's an increasing interest in where is this going? What are the coordinates for coordination along more enlightened lines that frame a higher consciousness that'll make the paradigm paralysis obsolete that we see today? So the concept of divine order in the universe is, of course, at the heart of these coordinates I'm talking about today. And there is a divine order to this upwising process for optimal intention, attention, retention, and reinvention for the ascension of self and global civilization. It's kind of a play on words, but all these keynote concepts are part and parcel of the coordinates for global healing that we'll be discussing today. And these are largely pure geometry coordinates that I've referred to before, thought forms for the expansion of consciousness. The last couple of shows I've gone into this in more detail. And this show today is kind of integrating a lot of the components to the capstone, you might say, vision of what I'm talking about with geometrically ordered divinity, the geometry of divinity, or G-O-D for short. So this concept of divine love, divine intervention at the heart of pure intention, you might say, the will of God as the way of love. And this concept of the path of cosmic love as a function of divine order, you might say the will of the universe for divine order. This is concepts that, like big picture coordinates that focus attention for conscientious reinvention. And in this case, they will be envisioning the model of first principles, geometrically ordered divinity, the love model, that takes these pure geometry thought forms as frames of reference for understanding these cosmic laws, cosmic coordinates, etc. The idea being the retention of this intention is the leaven for evolutionary ascension. These are concepts that I've played with a lot with different articles, with links and hyperlinks going into different understanding of universal laws, cosmic laws. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about these different frames of reference, how the universe is governed by geometric laws, sometimes referred to as the fractal universe. There's some really interesting books out on the subject right now explaining how these laws, these geometric fractal laws, govern the generation of all forms, flowers, crystals, molecules, solar systems, our DNA, the Earth, everything. So there are principles involved here. First principles of cosmic law, or cosmic love, you might say. There's the principle whereby energy follows thought, and thought follows intention. And pure intention answers this big question, would thou be made whole? This concept of being made whole and the desire to be made whole, the fire of desire for wholeness is the prelude of the revelation, you might say. And that the answer to that question, would thou be made whole, naturally leads to a pure, enlightened, or otherwise full-spectrum thought. Like I said, thought follows intention. And it doesn't cost anything, but this is a prime example of how the best things in life are free. The upward mobile path of evolutionary ascension naturally follows this course. And there are thought forms that represent the pure intention of this path. The geometry of divinity, geometrically ordered divinity, or GOD for short, follows these natural laws, and they are known throughout cosmos as cosmic law. They are commonly geometrized in the signs and pictographic symbols seen in crop circles. And if you haven't noticed, we do have friends upstairs with pure intention to respect our free will, attention, our sovereignty, by providing hints for the awakening of consciousness, our evolutionary ascension. The fundamental codes to the codes, the pure geometry that was emphasized in the early crop circles, is in fact the blueprint for the emerging consciousness that is fully aware of the first principles of sovereignty in our new global village. Since everything in creation is geometric, geometric thought forms have a sympathetic resonance with consciousness. Human DNA is like a tuning fork or a cellular modem for regulating the human energy field as a microcosm of the planetary energy field, which is in resonance with galactic energy fields. And all these fields within fields are unified through morphic or sympathetic resonance. With conscious awareness of this all-connected resonance, unifying ourselves, body, psyche, geometry, and the environment, we can utilize space and shape to transform time in ourselves, our immediate surroundings, and the planet. Now, this concept of how, again, geometric principles, thought forms, fractals are all through creation and create a unified field of energy and materialization in ourselves, our body, our psyche, our environment. And this is a concept that the more you become aware of these principles and their practical application, the more you become conscious of how you're conscious, how the divine order of all creation is naturally infused through all that we create. So this principle of sympathetic or morphic resonance is the first law of the universe. It pervades all the other laws with divine order for what's referred to as harmony of the spheres, all these other spheres of influence. So this is the first law of the one, it's sometimes referred to, known as in sympathetic resonance with consciousness, it's known as spherical consciousness. And it's long been known to all native cultures of Earth. I like this quote by Chief Seattle, which really references this concept well. To quote, he says, "This we know, the Earth does not belong to man. Man belongs to the Earth. Man did not weave the web of life. He is merely a strand in it. And whatever he does to the web, he does to himself." Now, why I particularly like that quote is because it also references the World Wide Web. What we do to the web of consciousness, the web of information, the web of intelligence, the web does to us. You know, we shape our environment, and then our environment shapes us. Excuse me. Get a drink here. So this spherical consciousness is the law of the circle, whereby what goes around comes around. And theologians reference this in terms of how we reap what we sow. And physicists say that there is equal reaction to every action. And biologists refer to the law of stimulus and response. But it's the same first principle of karmic cause and effect that warrants ultimate accountability for the worldwide web of life and consciousness. So the first principle of divine order is this O in the love model. And of course, the love model, if you've seen the website and have read different articles where I explain this, is a geometrized model with a linear L, spherical O, L-O, a V, which is like a trinity, or, you know, a triangle, and an E, which is a synthesis of the first three principles, just as the trinity is the synthesis of the first two principles. So the idea of a whole being greater than the sum of the parts, the more this first principle of the law of the one morphs into the law of the two-in-one, and the three-in-one, and the four-in-one, the dimensionality of wholeness is synergized, the whole being greater at each level than the sum of the parts. And so this is the spherical frame of reference seen in all crop circles. Now, I'm referencing crop circles because there's been some really amazing ones recently. Now, I don't know if you follow it. You can Google search crop circles and see some of the recent ones that are quite amazing. They've become more sophisticated over the years. They began with simple geometric thought forms, and they went into more sophisticated geometric models that were virtually fifth dimensional representations of Euclidean mathematics. But in any regard, I'm getting off topic here. As I said, there have been a lot of wise men of former native cultures who have understood this order of the universe that's at heart spherical in nature. For example, there's a book, Black Elk Speaks, by John G. Neihard. And this is a quote from Black Elk. He says, "You have noticed that everything an Indian does is in a circle, and that is because the power of the world always works in circles, and everything tries to be round. In the old days, when we were a strong and happy people, all our power came to us from the sacred hoop of the nation. And so long as the hoop was unbroken, the people flourished. The flowering tree was the living center of the hoop. And the circle of the four quarters nourished it. The four winds, the four quarters, Indian lore often refers to these four quadrants of the whole circle. And he goes on to say, Baikal goes on to say, everything the power of the world does is done in circles. The sky is round, and I have heard that the earth is round like a ball, and so are the stars. The wind in its greatest power whirls. Birds make their nests in circles, for theirs is the same religion as ours. The sun comes forth and goes down again in a circle. The moon does the same, and both are round. Even the seasons form a great circle, and they're changing, and always come back to where they were. The life of man is a circle, from childhood to childhood, and so it is in everything where power moves. Our teepees were round like the nests of birds, and these were always set in a circle, the nation's hoop, a nest of many nests, where the Great Spirit meant for us to hatch our children. End quote. So, all of nature is framed by the geometric fractal divine design that is based on mathematics and geometry. Numbers are the codes of creation. Geometry is the poetic patterning of divine order throughout all of creation. The first number of creation is the one. The one, the O circle, the sphere, as in the love model, the circle, the L and the O in the love model. So, graphically, I've depicted this in the article that's linked on the Cosmic Love webpage. And you can read through this and see better graphically what I'm referring to when I talk about some of these concepts. So, starting with what may be the simplest and the most perfect of forms, the sphere, is an ultimate expression of unity, completeness, and spherical consciousness. There is no point of view given greater or lesser importance, with all points on the surface being equally distant. All points on the surface of the circle being equally distant from the same center from which all creation regards the source. Atoms, cells, seeds, planets, stars, and spiral galaxies all echo the spherical paradigm of total inclusion, acceptance, and resonance with a centered and connected presence that governs the unity of all. So, as you may be aware, the circle of the four quarters referred to by Black Elk above previously is an archetype of the collective consciousness of humanity that was common to many of the great ancient civilizations, and we see them in Hopi and Tibetan sand paintings. Now, the four quadrants of the circle are squared in the symbol of the overview plan of the Great Pyramid. Looking down on the Great Pyramid, there's the four quadrants again, seen in the four sides of the pyramid. And from the side, the Great Pyramid is a symbol used by U.S. founding fathers and the Great Seal of the United States, as we all see on the dollar bill. 52 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were actually Masons or Rosicrucians who had studied the ancient mysteries of God and were well-versed in the first principles of divine geometric order. For example, George Washington was a 33rd degree Master Mason, whereas Franklin and Jefferson were Rosicrucians. We don't get this much in our history books, but if you delve into it and study much of the mysteries of God, there's a lot of reference material that goes back to where they were coming from with the mystical or the mysteries of God that they were into. So the four sides of the pyramid are like the four quadrants of the sacred circle. And if you connect the points on the vertical and horizontal cross ends that cross through the circle to make the four quadrants, you have four triangles meeting at the center, cross-referenced by the second first principle of two in one. where the secular meets the sacred. And this is the symbol of the geometry and the form of the L in the love model. The graphic rendition of it, as I mentioned, is on that link on the article, Global Wholeness article, the Cosmic Love webpage. So in all spiritual traditions, creation is based on triangulation, the principle of the creative process, the learning process, even the processes of consciousness at the very foundation of self-government is based on this triangulation of the Holy Trinity. Now, this is represented in Christianity as the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In Egypt, it was Osiris, Isis, and Horus. And in Hinduism, it was Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma. As far as the processes of consciousness, you have the left brain, you have the right brain, and you have the synthesis either in the lower brain, called the reptilian brain, or in the upper brain, the third eye or the crown chakra. There's a thesis, antithesis, and a synthesis. Again, this is the principle, the creative process, and it's also the learning process. You take what you know, you learn something else, and you synergize a whole new understanding, which is the idea of evolutionary ascension of the soul, as well as the learning process for anyone who is self-taught. So the founders, the U.S. founders, were also aware of the deeper meaning of the Trinity. And global founders today, founders of a wholly new order of the ages, as was championed by U.S. founders, they also appreciate this third first principle of creation known as the three-in-one, the throne, three-in-one throne of God, G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity. So the concept of the law of the one, the two-in-one, and the three-in-one is what we're building here. And as I mentioned, the three-in-one is a synthesis of the first law and the second law, and the synthesis of them in the creative process. So to get a little bit better grasp of these first principles, note that the L in the love model has three quadrants. This is the graphic representation that I use on the website. And those three quadrants represents the Trinity. And the circle at the heart of the cross in that L, there's a graphic cross, and that represents a smaller, there's a circle there that represents a smaller version of the O. In other words, the L as the principle of the two in one, there's still the one, the law of the ones, which is the smaller version of the O, as a point of reference at the nexus or the cross in the L. And likewise, the V in the love model represents the combining of the linear right-angled cross, which is a little symbol, the upper left-hand symbol on the V, and there's also a nonlinear circle, which is the upper right symbol on the V, sitting on the V, which represents the spherical consciousness, as relates to the other symbol, the cross representing linear consciousness. And the V, there's a synthesis where they combine at the bottom of the V with a circle around them, you know, like a circle around a cross, and it's a larger symbol, but this represents a whole, again, that's greater than the sum of the parts, the idea of synergy. And the synergy represents a whole, you know, the larger cross-reference circle at the base of the V, and that synergy is, again, greater than the sum of the L plus the O parts. So there's a progression here, law of the one, the two-in-one, and three-in-one, and there's an ongoing synergy involved. And, of course, that brings us to the fourth principles, the four-in-one, where you see the first threefold principles of L, O, and V in the love model are integrated in the four quads of this top-down symbol of the pyramid. And if you take the word pyramid, pyra, fire, which is fire, and mid is middle, it means fire in the middle. And that's what that circle represents in the fourth principles, the E in the love model, the graphic rendition of it on the website. And this is the whole point of the centered and connected middle of the pyramid that defines the keystone, capstone for the four foundational cornerstones. So this keystone, capstone is represented here by the circle at the center of the graphic for the E in the love model. And that capstone circle basically shines, you know, just like the symbol on the dollar bill with the capstone of the pyramid. There's light coming off of that capstone, and that spherical consciousness shines what the L defines, the O refines, and the V combines or synergizes. So these are processes that involve and evolve consciousness of the processes of consciousness. Simple symbolic graphic thought forms that represents these first laws of cosmic law or cosmic love. So the capstone connection in that circle at the center of that top-down view of the pyramid, it centers the pyramid with the fire of God desire at the heart of the love model, you might say. When I say God desire, I'm referencing that with the G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, which is to say that, again, a frame of reference for divine order is also the heart of the spirit of the law, which is, of course, the language of the angels of our better nature, or referenced as the love model. So I got a quote here that pretty much sums up what I've been trying to say. And this was actually a dictation from Apollo and Lumina from the Freedom Conference in 1995 through the messenger of the masters, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And it says that the ultimate goal is to merge secular knowledge and spiritual understanding in the left and right brain. Left and right brains. And when that merger takes place, educators shall internalize and teach a spherical self-knowledge in God. And to decode that with the L-O-V-E symbols, when the masters said that the ultimate goal is to merge secular knowledge, that's the L, with spiritual understanding, that's the O, in the left and the right brains, which again correspond to the L and the O, respectively. And when that merger takes place, that's the V. The V is, again, the creative synergy of the two. And based on this quotation, goes on to say that educators shall then internalize, and that's the symbol of the E, internalize and teach a spherical self-knowledge in God. And that spherical self-knowledge in God is the capstone, the components to the capstone. So this is a different way of saying the same thing, but it's a good way to reference these principles as a whole. So, again, I'm referencing the first principles of global wholeness, principles of healing, that are the same in the microcosm as the macrocosm. These are universal principles in regard to the process of co-creation with divine love or G-O-D love, God love, geometrically ordered divinity love, whereby the principles of cooperation on all levels are integrated for coordination, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, as well as physically. And again, we're back into the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, and the four in one. The law in one is often referred to as spiritual, mental, is often referred to the law as the two-in-one. The three-in-one emotionally is the creative energy, which is the energy in motion, which synergizes the spiritual and the mental body. And that as that energy and emotion goes physical, that's what is out pictured in our physical body. This is the physical manifestation process that is the function of our spiritual, mental, and emotional wholeness and health. So the mediator, you might say, in this whole process is a vertical relationship with divine love, God love, geometrically ordered divinity, as both form and frequency, as infrequently. And this vertical relationship is an affirmation of an upright I am spirit. I, the vertical I, is the vertical relationship of as above, so below. And I am reference, the concept of I am is like an affirmation that references this spirit as above spiritually, so below physically. And confirmation of this affirmation is the full spectrum of enlightened thought and feeling, or mind and emotion, the left brain and the right brain, which is the horizontal bar in the universal symbol of the cross. And this, as I just said, is the relationship between the left brain linear L secular knowledge and the right brain's nonlinear circular spherical spiritual understanding. So these principles, like I said, are based on, and these concepts are based on geometric thought forms, and I'm going through this as a way of referencing and framing the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, the four and one, and the five and one being the fifth cornerstone or the keystone, capstone, which is the spherical consciousness. Spherical, spiritual consciousness of God vision, as the founding fathers referred to it, which is the capstone of the pyramid. So there is, if you read the article on global wholeness, which is the feature story this solstice day, the feature focus, there is about halfway down through the article, there's a reference to and a link to it's called a power shift chart that graphically represents this process of internalization that corresponds to the alpha thrust in the first clockwise half of the sacred circle, and the omega return being the second half of that sacred circle. Or you might say the second hemisphere that reintegrates the descent of Alpha with Omega's Holy Spirit of love and action. So there's an Alpha thrust in this circle around, you know, from the 12 o'clock line into the 6 o'clock line of this circle, this cosmic clock you might refer to it as. There's an Alpha thrust and there's an Omega return. Today, with modern science, quantum physics, it's now well known that the first principles of this Holy Trinity concept are also the nature of three basic energy fields that geometrize all matter. In other words, there's three basic fields within fields that are within all energy fields and manifestation as we know them. There's around magnetic energy fields, again, the law of the circle. Law of the One, the right dynamic energy fields, which is like right angles and linear frames of reference, which is the law of the two-in-one, the L as in the cross, and there are radiant energy fields, and radiant energy fields are again like in in triangles. They're like in astrology, they were referred to trines and sextiles, which is an aspect of an energetic relationship between planets. So this was graphically depicted in an earlier rendering I did of the Love Model back in 1973 in the article I'm referring to now has a link where you can look at the graphics and the graphics of the energy fields in the right dynamic energy fields, the round magnetic energy fields, and the radiant energy fields within fields. So back to this understanding of sacred geometry, this Love Model, basically we're talking about understanding the first principles of cosmic law, which is also known as natural law, common law, or the common sense that has sparked every revolution in higher consciousness throughout history. And founding fathers are really big on common law and these first principles of common law. And of course, where they were coming from was a little esoteric for the time. It's a little esoteric for our times, talking about the mysteries of God in this stuff. Some people are really interested, and some people not so much so. Anyway, there's this concept of the sacred circle and principle of wholeness, and conceiving, believing, and achieving this wholeness for all healing. And you might say, this process of conceiving and believing this process represented by these principles is the prelude of holistic healing. So I've got another quote here. This is from a dictation of Archangel Raphael, one of the archangels of the fifth ray, the healing ray. And to quote, and this was again by from a dictation by Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and there's a reference to the volume when it was with this quote, but I won't go into that. But anyway, the quote goes, "Quicken then the seeing and the vision of wholeness. For I tell you a mystery, beloved, which is not a mystery when told. Only the whole can be made whole. Draw the circle then of wholeness as an ovoid of light. Step into the ovoid you have drawn. Know that this wholeness is, and because you are whole in God in the beginning, you can be and must affirm that you are whole in the ending. Because only the whole can be made whole. To him that hath wholeness shall more be added. From him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. It is the law." So the law of the one, the law of the sacred circle, basically requires commeasurement with the law to fulfill the law. And this is, again, why I love pure geometric thought frames as a symbolic, a simple pure geometry frame of reference for these first laws. The first of them being the law of the circle, the law of the one. I mean, every child of God, what is sometimes referred to as child of God, knows that God is love. I mean, it's third grade, 9 years old. But mature sons and daughters of God naturally gravitate or graduate to a more comprehensive understanding of universal law language. For God as love, as geometrically ordered divinity, the divine order of the universe, the order of all creation, fractal mathematics and geometry through all creation and the laws and language of consciousness itself. Mature, as I said, sons and daughters of God, people that are mature in their consciousness and mature in their understanding of how they are conscious and what's going on with the processes of consciousness. They're interested in, again, a more comprehensive understanding of these laws. And this is the laws governing the accelerated change that's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity, going on the planet itself, with this 2011-2012 accelerated dimensional shift. And as you can see on the Cosmic Love webpage introducing this article. I have a hot link there referencing the dimensional shift as well as the 2012 timeline and what that is all about if you haven't seen it before. So, again, there's these three thought forms that deal with dimensions of consciousness in 3D, 3D form, the L in the love model, fourth dimension as far as a spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. So you've got the L form, spirit, the O spirit, and you've got the synthesis of form and spirit. You might say the spirit that matters on earth as in heaven, you might say. And that third principle is the co-creation principle. The Holy Trinity is a five-dimensional capstone. So L is understanding the form, the geometrizing, the squaring of form in 3D. O, the circle representing the spherical consciousness that deals with holistic integration, the law of the one. And you've got the principle of the Trinity that references the fifth-dimensional process of co-creation, which integrates all four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization with the circle spherical consciousness, which is the fifth-dimensional consciousness. This is a subject I've referenced before in previous shows, understanding the different dimensions of consciousness as a function of geometric thought forms for the expansion of consciousness. Well, obviously there's a lot of challenges to a mature understanding of all this. One of the biggest challenges is what we call higher education, but it's a system of education that's disconnected from, you might say, this quintessential understanding of energy manifestation. And for the abundant life, I should add. And the key to that energy manifestation for the abundant life is these components to the capstone, sometimes referred to the keys to the kingdom, whereby all are king. And king is an acronym, K-I-N-G is an acronym for the keys to internalization of God love. That's K, keys for keys. IN is for internalization, and G is for God love or divine love, you might say. And this gets back to the what is really king in a sovereign system of government, a system of government that honors individual sovereignty. And I love this quote by the chief architect of the U.S. Constitution, James Madison, who said, "Conscience is the most sacred of all property." You might say it's the spirit. Conscience is the spirit that matters, as in property. It's the most sacred of all property. And this is the kingdom consciousness, you might say. Whereby, and again, you take the word kingdom, and the D-O-M in kingdom is like wisdom, whereby wise dominion is the nature of the true king of being, which is like, being is like all capital letters, B-E-I-N-G is like another acronym for servant leaders who be in God love, divine love. And again, the concept of true leaders or servant leaders. And they're spiritual above all. They honor the, sometimes what's referred to the cosmic honor code of what goes around comes around. And we're referring to what will be like in the golden age. We're obviously not there yet, but I mean, there are principles that will get us there faster than others. And these first principles were top of the list for U.S. founding fathers. It was their frame of reference, and they're actually perfectly appropriate now. Upgraded a little bit, but still the same, universal laws. This all might be too detailed or metaphoric as a parable or a parallel to cosmic truths, at least too much so for children of God to grasp. But it's always mature sons and daughters of God who lead the way with innovative intelligence that applies ancient universal laws to present problems, both personal and planetary. The acid test of a more intelligent model is how simple, elegant, and useful it is. And when a better model occurs, the old model dies, as long as the currency of conscience is alive and well, with the pure intention that focuses attention in our uprising and uprising ascension. So the best way you can make all our contemporary problems obsolete is to self-correct our self-governing models for self-elevation along more enlightened lines, pure geometry that refreshes our patriotism with these first principles of natural law. And in reference to first principle, there is a quote from Thomas Paine, author of Common Sense, that gave voice to the American Revolution. And he said, "It is all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." And that's basically the whole frame of reference I'm referring to with geometrically ordered divinity, these first principles of cosmic universal, cosmic love laws. Alrighty. Okay, so I'm basically going through these coordinates of geometrically ordered divinity, and I'm not sure how far back I should go, but I'm just going to go forward, and this will be all spliced together for the archive show. But I basically, before the interruption there, I was referencing a quote by Thomas Paine, author of Common Sense, who gave voice to the American Revolution when he said, "It is all times necessary, and more particularly so during the progress of a revolution, and until right ideas confirm themselves by habit, that we frequently refresh our patriotism by reference to first principles." So that's the nature of the show, the understanding of first principles for global wholeness, the healing process as the learning process, the creative process, the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance, how we govern ourselves, and how these processes can be represented now, today, in our global village as we know it. It could be used to represent a process of mass-to-mass communication, mass-to-mass interaction, that would involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the language and the laws of consciousness.
We have through a caller. Reference. We
Hello.
Do have a call.
Hi, you were off less than 5 minutes, and it was when you were going to speak about geometric patterns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I was talking about the pyramid.
Well, I don't think I heard pyramid. I think that's when it went off, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was particularly interested in that and what geometric patterns meant and things.
The L, the O, the V, the E? Okay, I was talking about, did I talk about the L in the love model? Or the O in the love, well, the V in the love model?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
It was from
well,
3 to 5 minutes you were off, yeah.
Okay. Well, then it gives me a good idea where I'm at.
Good.
I'll go on with a little bit of understanding of the capstone connection.
Oh, sure. Good.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the this is probably one of the best ways to wrap up the show in general is to go into this understanding of the of how all these geometric components to the capstone on the concept of the pyramid, which is pyramid, which is Latin for fire in the middle. If you look down on the pyramid, you see a square with a cross, and I use in the symbol of the E in the love model, the geometric square symbol. I use a circle in the middle of this cross through the center of the square to represent the capstone. And again, that's referencing the spiritual, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual, or God vision, as U.S. founding fathers referred to it. And this is the integration of the first three principles, the L, the O, and the B. The L being linear consciousness, O being spherical consciousness, and these representing the first two principles of the two hemispheres of the brain, and also known, understood by many people as the masculine hemisphere and the feminine hemisphere. And the synthesis, of course, of the two hemispheres is sometimes referred to as a balanced brain. That represents a whole consciousness that is greater than the sum of the parts. It's like the best of both worlds. There's a synergy of the two when they're in balance. And everyone wants to be in balance with their masculine or feminine half, not just in an outer partnership relationship, but with themselves. And this is the same principle of the L and the O that are synergized in the V, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. It's also the creative process, the learning process, the processes of consciousness at the foundation of self-governance. And these principles and processes all have frames of reference, the pure geometry thought forms that are cross-referenced in the E. And what it's cross-referencing is all these first four principles, the law of the one, the two and one, the three and one, and the four and one. And the fifth point on the pyramid, looking down on it, or looking to this, you know, you can see the four points looking down on the pyramid, on the foundation. But the fifth point is the keystone, which is the capstone, and that's represents the principle of the five and one, or sometimes referred to fifth dimensional consciousness. And again, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And there's an evolution of consciousness that goes through an understanding of these frames of reference as a way of thinking, becoming conscious of how you're conscious. This is a holographic model, or sometimes called a holistic model, because each of the parts is a frame of reference that represents, at least in part, the whole, just like a hologram. If you look at it from any angle, a three-dimensional hologram, you can see a different perspective of the whole. And if you cut a holographic plate, a flat holographic plate, that every piece of the hologram will reference the whole hologram from that angle. And it's the same principle that the DNA from any cell of the body will reference the blueprint for the whole body. And so all nature is holographic. Again, it's fractal, it's geometric, and there are laws for that. And the frames of reference for those laws are what I've been going through with this model. And one way to understand the model is this quote that I'm going to repeat if you haven't heard it yet, but it's good to finish on this note. It's a dictation from the Ascended Masters Apollo and Lumina, and from a Freedom Conference in 1995, through a dictation, through Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And this is the quote. She says that the ultimate goal is to merge secular knowledge and spiritual understanding in the left and right brains. And when the merger takes place, educators shall internalize and teach a spherical self-knowledge in God. Now, to reference that same quote with the same words with the geometric thought forms, I'll repeat it. The ultimate goal is to merge secular knowledge, which is the L, the frames of reference from the left brain, with spiritual understanding, the O, the spherical consciousness that's truly spiritual. And that's the role largely of the right brain. And again, this is in the left and the right brains, hemispheres of the brain. And to go on with the quote, it says, and when the merger takes place, that would be the V, the synthesis, educators shall internalize, and that's the E, the capstone, and teach a spherical self-knowledge in God. Self-knowledge in God is another way of saying self-knowledge with geometrically ordered divinity, or with love, the love model. So, much of the mysteries of God are coded, and the code to the codes is geometrically ordered divinity, or the love model. And it's not just the form, it's the frequency. The Holy Spirit of love and action is a frequency, as in frequently. So, I'm going to do a wrap at this point. I do recommend for detailed explanation of this and the rest of the information that I wanted to relay is given on the webpage, a link right at the top of the Cosmic Love homepage on BBS Radio, and that's at heartcom.org/globalwholeness link, globalwholeness.htm. And you can click on that and go through this whole article. There are a lot of hot links there that go into depth in different dimensions of this. Some of the hot links are color-coded, but they're all underlined. Anytime you see a underlined section in that article, that's a hot link that will go to a whole website detailing that aspect of the program. So there are dozens of links in there, and some of those links you may be more interested than others. And I hope you've got something out of the show today that I didn't overwhelm you with analysis, paralysis, or whatever. But I highly encourage your own self-growth with meditation on the summer solstice concepts, because the blueprint for the emerging golden age is in the collective consciousness of humanity. And these are the principles that will crystallize, geometrize, or otherwise catalyze the revolution in higher consciousness for the holistic healing of self and civilization. So that's a wrap. I hope to be back here in a couple of weeks. This is the plan, with another show. And keep in touch. Keep the faith. Happy trails. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.